In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Love heals and makes life happy, while hatred and resentment destroy us and make our existence bitter. How many sufferings there are in the world for lack of forgiveness. There's a story that says that there once were two shop owners who were in constant competition with each other. Their rivalry was so great that the two families no longer spoke to each other, and they hated each other to death. Finally, the Lord tired of that hatred and resentment and sent an angel to put an end to that ill will. The angel approached one of the shopkeepers and explained that this situation saddened God. And he said, "God is willing to give you whatever you ask, wealth, reputation, power, health, fame. You only have to ask and God will grant it to you instantly." The man, full of joy, began to imagine everything he could ask for. He was about to ask for something very important to him when the angel said to him, "There is a condition. Everything you ask for, he will also give to your neighbor, but twice as much as you will get." Then the man became furious and quickly replied, "Let me go blind in one eye so that he will go totally blind." This did not please God, and he was left without so many blessings that he could have received to make him and his family happy. Forgive others. Often, we believe that we must feel something positive within us in order to forgive from the heart. But to truly forgive, it is not necessary to feel something beautiful within us. It is only necessary to have the will to do so, even if we still have negative feelings and feel rejection toward those who have hurt us. To forgive is a decision of the will, and we can and must make this decision to prevent hatred and resentment from destroying our lives. Of course, many times it is very difficult to forgive someone who has hurt us or our family members a lot. Humanly, it seems impossible. For this reason, Jesus himself has already warned us that without me, you can do nothing. Instead, we can say with faith, like St. Paul, "I can do all things in him who strengthens me." Forgive God. There are many people who resent God and believe that many of the bad things that happen to them are punishments from God. They have a wrong idea of God because they believe that God is a punishing God, and therefore, when they do not find valid reasons to understand what is happening to them, they think that it is God who punishes them. They say that God is bad because he does not answer their prayers or because he allows innocent children to suffer and die. If they have an accident without it seeming to be anyone's fault, they blame God, and the same if they acquire an illness unexpectedly or if a loved one dies. But they are very wrong. God is a loving Father who always forgives us and who will be very happy to forgive us if we humbly ask for his forgiveness in confession. When we forgive God from the heart, we free ourselves from the weight of our resentment towards him, and we can come closer to loving him as true children who love their Father God. Let's see an example. A mother tragically lost a son, and God healed her heart after asking for forgiveness because she had resentment against God for allowing her son to die. God gave her a vision of Jesus and her son walking hand in hand. Her son was complete and perfect. The terrible effects of the burns had worn off. In her vision of heaven, she saw beautiful trees with greenery beyond description, exquisite flowers, and sparkling crystal blue water. God healed her heart and healed the painful memories of that horrible accident. He also healed the painful memories of the 8-year-old little sister who had seen her brother on fire. Forgive yourself. Something very important in life is knowing how to forgive yourself for mistakes or sins committed. Perhaps you have done serious physical harm to yourself through recklessness or ignorance of the danger. Forgive the deceased. Even the deceased must be forgiven. The mystic Maria Sima says that one day a peasant came to visit her and said, "I'm building a stable, and every time the wall reaches a certain height, it falls. There is something strange and supernatural about this. What can I do?" Maria Sima said, Is there a deceased person who has something against you? Whom do you hold a resentment against? Oh yeah, I thought it could be him. He hurt me a lot and I can't forgive him, the peasant replied. Then Maria Sima said, He wants you to forgive him to be at peace. Forgive him? He who hurt me so much when he was alive? So he can go to heaven? No, I won't do that, the peasant replied. Maria Sima said, Well, he will not give you rest until you have forgiven him from your heart. How can you say in the Lord's Prayer, Forgive us as we forgive those who offend us? It is as if you said to God, Do not forgive me as I do not forgive either. The man was thoughtful and said, You're right. In the name of God, I forgive him, so that God may also forgive me. From that day on, he had no more problems with the stable and could have peace and love in his heart. We cannot hold resentment in our hearts. The resentment is like a poison that is destroying our life. It is necessary to forgive to unlock the soul, which has become disconnected from the love of God. All sin is heartbreak, not wanting to love as we should, God or others. And this lack of love kills in us joy and the ability to be happy, creating in us dissatisfaction, emptiness, and negative feelings of hatred, anger, envy, pride, which can go as far as revenge, promoting nervous tension and even physical illnesses. We must forgive everyone without exception. Sometimes we can hold a lot of resentment for non-existent things or for having misinterpreted an action of others. There is a story that says that a man had lost his axe and was suspicious of the neighbor's son. He observed his way of walking. It was the walking of an axe thief. His words were the words of an axe thief. His movements were those of an axe thief. His whole being was the way of an axe thief. Then by chance, he dug a trench and found the axe he had lost. The next day, he saw the neighbor's son go by, and then his movements and manner seemed normal to him and not that of an axe thief. Who had changed? The neighbor's son was still the same, but he had gotten it all wrong. Therefore, it is important to forgive, to change our negative mental attitude into a positive one. Let's see some real cases. The great exorcist of Venice, Pellegrino Ernetti, says, With my experience of more than 30 years, I can say that, except for rare cases, 30% of the cases in which Satan makes people suffer, it is because they don't know or they do not want to forgive their enemies or those they think have hurt them. For this reason, forgiveness is a necessity in order to be happy. Father Giovanni Salerno, founder of the Servants of the Poor of the Third World, a missionary in the heights of southern Peru, says that, as a doctor, many Indians came to ask him for medicine for their illnesses. In some cases, they were not cured, despite giving them the medicines considered appropriate several times. When asked what was wrong in their lives, he discovered, on occasions, that they had hatred and resentment towards someone in their family or in their neighborhood. Sometimes they were children who could not forgive their parents for abandoning them. Other times, they were wives who could not forgive their husbands for their infidelities or bad behavior. He made them understand that they should forgive, and when they did forgive, they were healed immediately. Father Marcelino Iraghi tells us, A woman had suffered from headaches and insomnia for several years and came to ask for prayer. After a few minutes of prayer, her headache visibly worsened. So I said to her, The Lord calls you to forgive a person who hurt you a long time ago and whom you have never forgiven. She asked in surprise, How do you know if I haven't told anyone? I insisted, To get healed, you must forgive that person and forgive them unconditionally. It's so difficult, she said, but I'll try. And so she did. We continued praying, and after a few minutes, the lady surprised us all by laughing. Then she explained through tears, I felt oppressed by an enormous weight, which prevented me from sleeping or living in peace. And suddenly it has disappeared. And I know that it will not return because it is the Lord who has taken it. Since then, that lady became an apostle of forgiveness. Her recipe for many ills and stresses is unconditional forgiveness. Sound expensive to you? Much more costly is the disease. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please remember, if you are not subscribed to 99 Catholics yet, click subscribe down below this video because that helps to support us. And don't forget to give us a like if you enjoyed this video.